brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The corrupt elements that control our government desperately want to set a precedent to use military force against us and to confiscate our firearms. They've been doing that viciously in New Orleans. They've been engaging in these activities all over Louisiana and Mississippi. And now it's been all over the news. Waging war against the city. Waging siege against the city. Not letting food or water in to all of the people that refuse to leave. Katrina, police won't force holdouts removal. With President Bush arriving in the region on Sunday, New Orleans police said they will not force holdouts to leave their homes despite a mandatory evacuation order. Captain Marlon DeFillo said authorities will continue to go house to house informing residents that they are in violation of mandatory evacuation orders, but we will not physically force them out of their homes. But then that's what they're doing. Also Sunday, the general leading the military's relief effort that Hurricane Katrina's New Orleans death toll will be a heck of a lot lower than officials had feared. The feds had been saying 10,000, but now, right now, it's only a couple hundred. Thank God. I'm sure it's higher than that, but not 10,000. We're going to be taking your calls throughout this hour, and I wanted to go back later to this article from about a year and a half ago. It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search warrant or arrest warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business. Wow, just give yourselves that power. And now they're using it, so we'll cover that as well. Who's up first in order here? Nick in Brooklyn. Go ahead, sir.
Alex Jones, how are you?
Good, Nick.
I just want to tell you this is my first time calling, and ever since I started listening to you 6 months ago, I just want to tell you that in times of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're a beacon for the American spirit and the spirit of freedom. And I'll tell you, I saw your documentary, Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. And, you know, I usually don't, like, go along with these conspiracy theory ideas, but ever since 9/11, in Brooklyn, New York, in New York City, and the surrounding boroughs, I have now seen the Fuji film NYPD blimp at least half a dozen times, flying directly over my house. And every day, we are besieged by helicopters, flying routine patterns, daily and nightly, every day. And this never happened before 9/11.
And it has nothing to do with fighting terror. It's all about control.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a BA in political science from a state university, but it took your show and your research to actually for me to understand exactly what is going on in the world. I have now learned that Democrats, Republicans, it's all a joke. It's all just one big game.
One big game. That's a good way of putting it.
It is, absolutely. But the real reason I wanted to call you was because a couple hours ago, I was watching CNN. They're doing the Robert Sentence confirmation hearings.
Yes.
And something that absolutely caught my attention was when Senator Joe Biden was questioning Robert, he told him specifically that during his tenure, but Biden was confided to the fact that Robert was going to get the Chief Justice position regardless of the decision. But what he said was that in Robert's term, in his judicial term, he will preside over decisions such as implantation of microscopic tracking devices, the microchip is what we're talking about, in people and the trade-off between liberty and security and tracking and control.
I've got to have that footage. Did what time was this today?
Roughly anywhere between 12:45 and 1:30 p.m.
Was it live?
It was live. It was on CNN and Fox News simultaneously.
Somebody's got to send me that video clip. Stay there. Tell folks details about this when we get back. Must have your chip or you're with Al-Qaeda.
The there is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There can be no doubt about it. No doubt about it. The Pentagon, the federal government that's owned and controlled by private international interest, are openly pushing for the forced implantation of the people of the world, not just America, with tracker chips. They're also pushing for the regular, routine, forced injection of the population of whatever they want, whenever they want, including vaccines that create protein plaques in the brain to block certain, quote, illegal electrochemical interactions. They almost passed a law last year in England to forcibly inject every child in England with a anti-opiate drug that would block opium, heroin, and also would block the receptors, the electrochemical receptors in the brain for nicotine. Oh, well, it'll stop you from using drugs. What it'll do is stop the brain being able to receive endorphins. Because the same receptors that pick up nicotine and heroin and cocaine, that was listed as well, are the same receptors that when you get a date with that really good-looking, nice girl you've been wanting to date for a year, you feel euphoric. Or when you do the right thing and help that little old lady across the street, or when you change that tire for that family, for that woman and her children. You know, God's design is in us that we get a little reward when we do something good for ourselves, good for the species. no more. And it was in the big university papers. Well, it's a fair trade-off. Sure, it'll affect endorphins, but we have drugs that'll then treat that. Ah! So we're already in the Twilight Zone. We're already in Back to the Future. We're in science fiction land right now. Now, I remember in 2000, January 6, 2000, the Army War College got mad because the Federation of American Scientists got one of their declassified documents and published it. And one was called Hive Mind. The other was called Implantable Brain Chips by 2025. And it said the military's main role will be putting us in our control pods. By the way, folks, I know I talk about this. You don't want to believe me. It's mainstream news, okay? Mainstream news. And then it'll be placing us all in our own pods. We'll all be hooked into wires to our brain. And see, stuff like the Matrix actually comes from what the government's planning. I know you don't want to believe it. Fine. Okay, the government says they're going to put you in pods, and they're going to hook all this into your brain. But see, now we see what they're doing in 2005. Tommy Thompson is now traveling the country, former Health and Human Services. We're about to go to the caller who was mentioning this. Nick, now traveling, and he goes to the middle schools and elementary schools, and all the kids get called in first period or at lunch into the auditorium, and Tommy Thompson arrives, and he walks up in a suit, and he says, "Hi, I'm here from VeriChip, the Get Chip program today. We've got the Chipmobile out in the parking lot." Folks, I have the transcripts of this. "Everybody needs a chip. This is going to keep you safe from kidnappers, terrorists. I have one." Now, see, imagine the bizarreness. And I have on video Sean Hannity going, "Every child in America needs a chip," on Fox News. "Man, I want one. Man, I'm investing in this. Man, this is great." They got the CEO on. "Well, thanks, Sean. Thanks, Sean. Well, we'll talk to you about getting it done, Sean." And so that's on there. And so 2 years ago, my cousin shows up. He's an officer. He says, "Yeah, over 100 officers, we got told we're all getting chips in the next 2 years. I haven't talked to him lately. I need to talk to him. 2 years has passed. And all over, chips, 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 chips. We all need chips, 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 chips. And then, and I'm sure it's true, I don't doubt it, I'm used to this, it's a full press about how we all need chips. You're a kook if you're against the chips. Andy Rooney says we all need a chip to prove we're good people, to prove we're not with the terrorist," is a quote. See, full press. And we're a nation that doesn't have a moral compass, so if the mainstream media says it, it must be good. And going back to Nick in Brooklyn, New York, now I want the specific, what you were watching, what he said, what specifically, think back to what time, exactly what Senator Biden said to Roberts during confirmation hearings. Tell us exactly what you heard. We're going to fight like devils to find this video, but please tell us about it.
Okay, well, approximately an hour ago, I'm sitting there watching CNN, and from what I understand, it's Senator Biden's turn to speak, and he goes over the Supreme Court historic moments and decisions that held true to the Constitution, those that weren't so true to the Constitution, then later overturned, and in the spirit of the Constitution. And he was pretty much telling Roberts, "Please, we know you're going to get the job. Please don't screw it up even further. We need a Chief Justice who goes by the Constitution and doesn't toe the political line." And he pretty much told him that during his judicial term, they will discuss openly, because it's already being discussed openly right now, but he will rule on implantable microchips. I think the phrase he used was microscopic implantations in a universal implantation of all humans.
Again, universal. He would rule on forced.
Exactly.
On forced.
Exactly. And
well, you know what? Instant message my webmasters. We can get the transcript of that. It'll be up in the next few hours. We need to get a major report out on this. This is very
Absolutely.
Important. Go ahead.
You got to understand, I was watching him with one eye open, but my other eye open once I heard implantable microchips being discussed on national television.
Well, they do all the time, but what's important is the force. Remember, the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take it. We're already here, folks. It's not coming. It's here.
Oh, right. Did you hear about those reports in, I think it's Barcelona, Spain, I think, They're using the same marketing strategy as high-fashion.
Yeah, if you want to get in with the topless dancers in the pleasure area, you've got to have the ship. And again, I said 6-7 years ago, they're going to use fad, they're going to use pleasure, they're going to use convenience, they're going to use elitism. I saw a lady with a Mercedes with pleasure thumb scanning to get in it, you know, the other day. That's what this is all about now. It's just so sick.
Alex, let me ask you a question.
Well, you know what? C-SPAN will re-air this tonight, and I'm going to be editing tonight, and what happens is I get tired, I get burnt out. Somebody tape this for me. You say you were watching what time Eastern? Give me Eastern time. I mean, was this an hour and a half ago? How long ago was this?
Anywhere between 12:45 p.m. Eastern and 1:30-ish Eastern.
You don't know. I mean, how long after did you call me?
I immediately went online to Infowars.com looking for your radio call-in number. I actually couldn't find it.
So we're talking about an hour ago.
Yeah, approximately you got an hour time frame that you're looking at.
So you're talking about after 1 Eastern.
Yeah, around that time schedule.
Well, it's whenever Biden starts questioning him.
Right.
When we get the clip and when we say it's bad, we'll be the weirdos. Oh, they don't want forced implantation. They're evil. Listen, I appreciate you calling in about this. Thanks for the call. Good job. I've got Andy Rooney saying we should all be forced to take it. Straight-faced. I've got Tommy Thompson. I've got the Mexican Attorney General. This is not a joke, folks. I mean, my cousin came to my house almost 2 years ago and said, look, we were told within 2 years, he's been in the Army for like 18 years, folks. We were told we're all getting chips, all the officers. And he said, I can't tell you anymore, it's classified. And now he hadn't called me back and hadn't told me, he won't talk about it. He's probably gotten the chip. I know some special forces have. We're in so much trouble. The border's wide open, but Biden's talking about forced implantation. Oh, I forgot to ask him how Roberts responded. I'm sure Roberts didn't respond. Did you see this? Did you hear this? Heaven help us. If you saw it, too, write your eyewitness reports of it and what you took away from it. Email it to tips@infowars.com. We'll get it posted. I mean, I can't track it all anymore, folks. It's just too much is happening. Let's go to Robert in Tennessee. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Alex. I was watching a news report also this morning, and it was a female reporter said she was, by the way, I'm from Tennessee. She said she was very upset there in New Orleans by seeing so many plainclothes security people carrying big guns. And she said, who and why are they here, and who's hiring them? And also, do you think that enough people may have taken up arms to keep from being removed from their homes? And
Really, it backfired on them, the gun confiscations over the weekend backfired, so now they're telling you they're not attacking. Look, it's classic military stratagem. They're saying they're not taking guns now. They're saying they've stopped when they haven't stopped. You understand?
Yes.
I mean, it's like when they're ramming tanks into the Waco church, they say, this is not an assault, as they're running over bodies in the back, destroying a third of the building.
Yeah, but they don't want to start another wounded knee. Seems like
they want to test their troops, test their police to have hardened grips. This is all for the rest of the country. So see, when they do it nationwide, we won't be so upset.
You know, Alex, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you probably are. You're a pretty smart fellow. All this stuff that's been taking place in the last few years. You remember Wounded Knee in 1973. This is where all these strategies they use now, where they first start using them. You know, they had F-14s or 16s flying over that little white church. They were going to dump napalm on her. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
Most people aren't. And just about everything they are doing today to the white people and black people of this country was tested out there in that desert, Wounded Knee. Unfortunately, that's where they started a lot of this.
Well, I mean, they use bioweapons on the Native Americans. That's in their own handbooks.
Yeah, they had the military there, the FBI. They had all sorts of people there, Alex.
Well, I'm talking about in, you know, hundreds of years ago, 150 years ago, too. No, good points. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
And you shall find. He's sending me the video clip so I can put it on the website tomorrow. He's going to overnight it to me. We really appreciate that, but we've still got to keep seeking it out so we can get on the web as soon as possible. We're talking to Eric in Tennessee. We're going to Eric right now. And Eric, you were watching Senator Biden question the new Chief Justice nominee, Roberts, bringing up forced implantation. Now, again, Andy Rooney has called for forcing the public to take chips to, quote, prove we're good people or to tell who the good people are. The Mexican Attorney General has made his employees take it. The Army is talking about making us all take chips. I mean, this is in their official report in 2000. Now you were watching this. We're getting calls about this. Before you play the clip, I mean, what did it make you think when you saw this come out of Biden's mouth?
Watching what they're doing right when this part came up. This is on CNN. I got basically the senators were talking to him, and he wasn't responding. He was just nodding. And Senator Biden said, going into the 21st century, these are the new decisions that you're going to be presiding over. And he listed a couple. Then he brought up about implantable micro tracking device in the citizens. And it was a given. It was like, you will be doing this. And it's that out in the open. It's that right in your face, how he said it.
Folks, this is not a joke. And after a few suitcase nukes, they're going to be pushing this. This is not a joke. They are trying to warp and mold our consciousness to accept this. And the Army says this is going to be their main job in the future, is not just under the skin, but in your brain. And that's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. It's on the website, InfoWars.com. But here is the clip. Go ahead and roll it for us, Eric.
Okay, sure. We'll do that, Alex.
Thank you, sir.
Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice of Belize, that the constitutional journey must continue to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into those personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources in trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the filling of two Supreme Court vacancies, one of which is chief, and the other is for associate justice, the first time in 75 years. Judge, I believe with every fiber in my being that their view of the Constitution and where the country should be taken would be disaster for our people. Like most Americans, I believe the Constitution recognizes the general right to privacy. I believe a woman's right to be nationally and vigorously protected exists. I believe that federal government must act as a shield the powerless against the economic interests of this country. And I believe the federal government...
Oh, hold on just a second. Here it is right here.
You dismiss the constitutional protection of privacy as COTUS so-called right. You derided agencies like the Security Exchange Commission that combat corporate misconduct as constitutional anomaly, quote. And you dismiss gender discrimination as, quote, and I quote, merely a perceived problem. This is your chance, Judge, to explain what you meant by what you have said and what you have written. That's what I said when I was chairman. One democratic moment before a...
All right, we're going to put him on hold, and we're going to find the actual clip, and we're going to play it when we come back. All right? I let listeners do this, and I always appreciate it, but... sometimes it's not actually queued up where they thought it was, and we need to get it specifically queued up, because we're getting a bunch of calls about this on and off air, about him saying this about the implantable chip. So we're going to find specifically where that clip is, just about 30 seconds before, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to play it, because it's obvious we've got some attempts to fast-forward or rewind it there while we're waiting. And I'm sorry about the audio. He's going to mail me a copy. As soon as I get it, we'll put it up on the web. If my staff feels so inclined, they can go into C-SPAN, which will have much of the hearings up later. You can watch it online and maybe grab the clip out there. Regardless, that won't be a very high-quality clip. It'll be better when I get a copy on VHS. So we'll come back, and then I've also got three or four other clips I want to play of other things that are very important and cover some news. I may have to just stop taking calls after Eric because we're almost out of time. We've got about 30 minutes left. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and InfoWars.net. They're excellent sites. Be sure and check them out on a daily basis. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Man. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. We've had the Mexican Attorney General call in carrying out the order for all of his employees that get into the secure areas to take implantable microchips. We have Andy Rooney calling for the forced implantation of the population with microchips to, quote, tell who the good people are. We have the Army calling for it. We have all these TV shows promoting it to get into the newest club or to be cool. And one of our listeners, Eric, actually got the clip off CNN, thank God, that so many callers have been calling in about. And this happened just a few hours ago. And this is where Roberts is being questioned by a senator, Senator Dornan, about forced implantable microchipping. And so let's go ahead and play that clip. Here it is, in your face.
Stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And, Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice of belief.
That's it, Alex.
Well, good job. Mail me that. And the point here is that it's so out in the open, it's being pushed so hard, that in a confirmation hearing for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, He's saying, will you forcibly make people take chips? And what did you think when you saw that?
Basically, it let me know that those who think they're in charge of this country and this world have taken their gloves off and putting it right in our face.
They are. They're a bunch of out-of-control devils. I mean, they're just, could there be any doubt?
Not in my mind.
Well, listen, I appreciate your hard work, and thanks for playing that for us. Take care, my friend. Anything else you wanted to add, Eric?
No, that's basically it. I did get some video clip of the Conqueror Bush going through New Orleans today in his military convoy.
Please send that to me as well.
Okay, I sure will, buddy.
Thank you so much. And, again, I need you listeners to take the news, to isolate the particular key things, to send it to me, because it's a task just to watch it. It's a task just to try to put it on television. It's a task to try to comment on it. That's why I get a little bit frantic and hectic sounding and frayed at the edges, because it's just there's so much evil coming down on us. Let me play some of these clips, and I'll cover some of the top news I haven't gotten to yet today. This first clip is ABC News, where they're trying to poo-poo, that is, whitewash bombs on the levees. But we've got Globe and Mail articles out of Canada where they got reporters down there interviewing cops and, you know, people like parole officers saying, yeah, bombs went off. We've got other witnesses saying they saw this, but Bill Clinton got asked about this and walked off the stage. We posted that clip last week. So here is this little report as we analyze it.
This is the actual levee that runs along the canal on the eastern side of the city, and when the hurricane hit, the water came through the canal at such force it was apparently too much. You can see the massive breach here, and when you look around the corner, you can see what the water did to the lower Ninth Ward. It completely destroyed neighborhoods.
I heard something open.
Boom!
Joe Edwards rushed to get himself and as many neighbors as possible into his truck. They drove to this bridge, where they've been living ever since.
My house broke in half. My mother's house is just disintegrated. It was a brick house. All the houses down there floated down the street like somebody's guy.
Was it solely the water that broke the levee? Or was it the force of this barge that now sits where homes once did? Joe Edwards says neither. People are so bitter, so disenfranchised in this neighborhood, they actually think the city did it, blowing up the levee to save richer neighborhoods like the French Quarter.
So you're convinced?
I know it happened.
That they broke the levee on
purpose. They blew it.
New Orleans mayor says there's no credence to this.
That storm was so powerful and it pushed so much water. There's no way anyone could have calculated what levee of dynamite to have the kind of impact to save the French Quarter.
An LSU expert who looked at the video today says while the barge may have caused it, it was most likely the sheer force of the water that brought the levee along the lower Ninth Ward down. David Muir, ABC News, New Orleans.
Well, now notice they didn't talk to that gentleman a little bit more who looked pretty credible. He just says, I know they did. They blew it. They didn't say, well, how do you know? I mean, we have cops. We have other people saying that explosions went off at least three locations. But let's just ignore that as usual. It's like 800 witnesses saw two missiles hit TWA Flight 800. 300 plus of those, of the just masses of witnesses, were helicopter pilots and Navy ship hands. Some of them, dozens and dozens of them, I've interviewed them, were Vietnam veterans flying those helicopters who'd seen missiles. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if reporters sneak in and get explosives residue out of the hangar. Then they got arrested for doing it and showing it'd been hit. I mean, it just never ends, folks. No, no explosion. Shut up. It really does make your head spin. This next clip is shooting dogs. This is from the Dallas Morning News website. And they sent their photojournalist out who also shot some video. And obviously, you'll hear gunshots in the background. They're pretty quiet because they're inside a truck. And troops are killing dogs, then they deny it, and then you see other troops taking care of dogs, and they talk to cops that are killing dogs, and I mean, these are like fat family dogs. that will live on mice and grass and could easily be, you know, rounded up. But they're just out shooting them. And then it's on the news, why gunfire? And then they always quietly announce, no, it was cops shooting dogs. But cops still get to freak out and bust down doors because we're looking for the snipers when it's idiot cops over the next hill shooting dogs. These people are out of control. Just, they want to be tough guys. They want to be soldiers. They want to fight an enemy. They call us civilians. We're the enemy. They're our gods. Go ahead and roll the next clip.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people's pets are gone and wandering around, so we're trying to gather them up as much as we can here, give them some food and water until I guess they have the SPCA and a lot of dog foundations and animal shelters coming to pick them up.
Try and hoard them over here where the dog food is.
And try and keep them alive until they get here.
Well, they're shooting them three blocks down.
Are they? Well, that's not us.
Yeah, they just killed that dog, man. This place is going crazy.
Followed us all the way up, and then they shot him. Same dog. Oh, they shot that one, too.
Reach this out the window. Just roll it down.
He's
roll
still alive.
Roll it down. Roll
I can't
it down.
Do it, David. He's still alive.
Roll it down. Stop. Roll that window down.
It really is better for that dog, really. Because, you know, where's he going to find food? Where's he going to find water? You know, so I just look at it. It's more humane. We're doing it to protect ourselves, but it's more humane for the dog, you know. They tried to eat us. 4 days into it, he almost got eaten up by a pit bull.
Hey! Hey, Tom!
So how many dogs?
Enough.
It must be a tough job.
Huh?
It must be a tough job.
This job? No, I've been doing this job for 22
years. How many shooting dogs?
There's numerous dogs running around here. Basset hounds, little small beagles, poodles. And when you drive up to them, they kind of run up to you thinking maybe you, I'm beginning to think maybe they think you their owner.
Everybody forgets about them. They don't really remember, you know, that the dogs need help too. They didn't really have a choice on, you know, getting out. They stayed with their owners and everything, so everybody kind of forgets about them, but they need help too.
I heard a guy from New Orleans on the air about when he heard the floodwaters were coming, he just left his dachshund and said, "You're on your own, buddy." And he didn't even have children. I mean, why wouldn't you stick the dachshund in a backpack? Why wouldn't you? See, people are so self-centered, too, that they don't even care about their own family dogs. At least this guy didn't. I heard on the radio. He was just, "Oh, yeah, I just left my dachshund. You know, I said, you're on your own, buddy." I mean, what is wrong with people? And then countless others who, you know, if it's children of the dogs, leave the dogs. You know, if my kids were starving, I'd eat my dogs, and I love my dogs. But I'm just saying, you know, people come first, but the dogs they're killing are like beagles and stuff. And the guy's like, "Look at how vicious that dog is." And it's like some puppy growling at him by his owner's house. "I have to kill him, dogs, and they be threatening." Look, the military is out having just a heyday. You got some groups of the troops that are feeding them and being sweet to them, and then other groups of the gang member type military just, you know what? Find that clip where they run over the car. That's what you get when you loot. You know that clip from Baghdad? Because, understand, folks, the police were looting. The police were looting for food and water. And sure, there were a few scumbags doing bad stuff, but they hyped that up. And most of the cases of shooting were cops shooting at alligators or dogs or whatever, and then, oh, somebody's shooting in the relief effort. Basically, you got a bunch of Billy Bad Butts who want to rule everybody, and this is their chance to earn their wings. "I was in the battle for New Orleans. I made 100 women flash me. I robbed 2 jewelry stores and got fat off canned goods. It was real tough, and I killed 125 dogs." You got the "that's what you get when you loot" clip? All right, as soon as we find that. And then I've got this other clip here about the American Al Ciaeda from ABC News. And now they can't even find fat guys, you know, fat Muslims to pose as Bin Laden anymore. Now it's just white guys. Tape-released American Al-Qaeda member warns of attacks. American Al-Qaeda member says that Al-Qaeda is about to attack us, Al Ciaeda. Adam Gadhan is identified as a spokesman in this latest Al-Qaeda tape. In an apparent September 11th communique broadcast on ABC News, an Al-Qaeda operative threatens new attacks against cities in the U.S. and Australia. And he goes, yesterday, London and Madrid, tomorrow, Los Angeles and Melbourne, Allah willing, and this time, don't count on us demonstrating restraint or compassion, the tape warns. We are Muslims. We love peace, but peace on our terms. They always got to have something that sounds a little reasonable to make you think it's real. This is so fake. You got another sheep-dipped special forces individual out posing as Al-Qaeda. Go ahead and roll the tape.
4 years after the blessed raids on New York and Washington,
officials say his name is Adam Gadhan of Orange County, California. Gadhan is well known to U.S. authorities as an Al-Qaeda operative believed to be living in Pakistan. Gadhan delivered a similar tape communique for Al-Qaeda last year, later deemed to be authentic. This year, appearing to read from a script, Gadhan delivers a very pointed Al-Qaeda threat against two cities, one in the U.S., one in Australia.
Yesterday, London and Madrid. Tomorrow, Los Angeles and Melbourne, Allah willing. And this time, don't count on us demonstrating restraint or compassion. We are Muslims. We love peace, but peace on our terms.
The 11-minute-long diatribe appears to have the same graphics and production techniques recognized by U.S. officials as part of Al-Qaeda's standard propaganda production. This one is clearly aimed at the U.S. and Britain.
Don't believe the lies of the liars at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and 10 Downing Street. They have dispatched your sons and daughters to die lonely deaths in the burning deserts of Iraq and the unforgiving mountains of Afghanistan.
Only a few years ago, Adam Gadhan was a Southern California teenager interested in the environment and heavy metal music. His family says he converted to Islam at an Orange County mosque, where officials say Gadhan came under the influence of militants who took him to Pakistan. Now he seems to be an Al-Qaeda propaganda tool, warning Americans an attack is coming unless the U.S. stops its actions in Iraq and Afghanistan.
We love peace, but when the enemy violates that peace or prevents us from achieving it, then we love nothing better than the heat of battle, the echo of explosions, and slitting the throats of the infidels.
So there you have it. Anytime we don't want to fight the war, anytime we're getting sick of the garbage, this pops up. I mean, Colin Powell goes to the Congress calling for the war with Iraq, and Congress is saying, but Saddam isn't with Al-Qaeda. And he goes, oh, well, there's a tape on Al Jazeera right now where Bin Laden says he's with him. And the reporters all run out of the room and come back later, and they go, well, there's no tape of that. Oh, don't worry, it'll be on soon. You know, Bin Laden always agrees with our government, always helping. By the way, I found even more photos of him in the U.S. and in England, more of his little CIA photos. It's so staged. It's so staged. And I, for one, am completely sick of it. Let's play the clip as they run over the cars. This is what we do. This is what happens when you loot. Well, and it's our own military and government looting. Go ahead and roll where they run over somebody's car for stealing firewood out of a field. This is the freedom we give them in Iraq. Go ahead and play it.
There was still some looting going on when we arrived. And when we came across soldiers, they didn't seem sure of their role.
That child don't need to be here.
You know what school is?
That's what he needs to be doing, not following you.
We filmed these GIs after they caught a group of Iraqis stealing wood.
We try to stop them from looting, they don't understand, so we'll take their car and we'll crush it. United States Army, tankers, whore. That's what you get when you loot.
Later, the car's owner told us, I'm a taxi driver. The car was my livelihood.
Now, again, in the frontline piece, it's a little bitty junk car, a family, and they find two sticks of wood in the back. And then they just, the gang members, that's what you get when you loot. That child don't need to be here. Well, the city's on fire. No one's in school, you sickos. And imagine this family sitting there going, they're just standing there in horror. And the guys are, ah, ha, ha, ha. Well, you're going to get it too, America. These people can't wait to have their way with you and your women.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
And I'll tell you, most of our military now in the enlisted ranks have been recruited right out of the inner cities, right out of gangland, or right out of the, you know, poorest white areas of white trashdom. And they just will do whatever they're told. And I mean, I've got so many reports, so many clips. Marines would just shoot women and laugh about it right in front of reporters. Reporters would go, you just splattered that woman's head from 200 yards. That's right, I did. I'll kill more of them. Well, you just killed a five-year-old child. That's right, I'm not killing children. And I'll kill more. Then the reporter hauls off and slugs the Marine in the face, and then they grab and arrest the reporter. I mean, that's what's going on. They've turned our men into animals. Well, look at the whole country. We are a bunch of animals. Bunch of self-centered, reprobate demons. And you think you're safe in America when your police and your military is being turned into this? And I don't want to hear my son or daughters in the military don't say they're all evil. Folks, I've seen it. I've talked to people in the military. I've witnessed it. And a lot of your frontline combat troops are scary. And now we're seeing it in New Orleans. I mean, that's what happens when you loot. This is like a few days into the invasion. The city's on fire. That child don't need to be here. He should be in school. How do you expect the child to be in school? And they show the car. There's two sticks of firewood in the back. They think they might have taken some firewood. So we're going to run. We have to laugh about it and shoot your car first and run over it. I could just see white trash out there going, "I support the troops." Yeah, the troops could be raping your wife and cutting her head off while they do it. And you'd go, "Oh, good. Oh, here, troops, have my daughter. Have my Second Amendment. Have the whole country while you're at it." I did this news flashback from 32704 a year and a half ago, early 04. "It's a groundbreaking court decision that legal experts say will affect everyone. Police officers in Louisiana no longer need a search warrant or arrest warrant to conduct a brief search of your home or business." And then it says they're going around to houses going, "We're just here to search your house, all part of the new freedom." Leaders in law enforcement say it will provide safety to officers, but others argue it is a privilege that could be abused. It's called the Fourth Amendment. You're not bigger than that, criminals. The decision was made by the New Orleans-based Fifth District Court of Appeals. Two dissenting judges called it the road to hell. The road to hell. I ought to make a new film called The Road to Hell. I've already made the Road to Tyranny. Now it's Road to Hell. You know, I always get emails saying that there's no such thing as cancer viruses. Every week I see a new deadly one. Here's one out of the Scotsman. Scientists seek to unravel complex virus. And it says few people have ever heard of it, yet most of us will not have escaped infection. The Epstein-Barr virus, EBV, kills tens of thousands every year in the UK and the US. And it's a luscious virus. And they don't know why it's spreading. It's in the vaccines. I've got reports on it. So roll up your sleeves. You thought SV40 was bad. Charm tour to promote ID cards. BBC, ministers are being sent on a charm offensive tour to educate the public about the technology behind ID cards and to promote its implementation. We're out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Just take your chips, take your PCP, and worship your government. I'm sorry, take your Prozac. Folks, get my new film, Martial Law. Get it, make copies of it, get it out to people. Do not wait. Go to InfoWars.com to get it. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it online with hundreds of other titles right now. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com. Or call toll free to get my videos, 1-888-253-3139. The New World Order is making a big move right now, and they're showing everybody what they are. So like Patrick Henry said, let it come. Come on, let's get it on. Show us just how bad you are. Show everybody who the enemy is. Show them you're the bad guy. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.